It has been said here that when human beings reach mastery, nothing makes them unhappy. It has also been said that there is a great secret that allows masters to be in this place. I have already told you this secret, but did not identify it as the secret, and so you may not have understood that this insight was the key to everything. Here is the insight again. Here is the secret. Disunity does not exist. This insight can change your entire experience of life. This insight translates into a simple statement that, if lived as your day-to-day reality, would turn your world upside down. We are all one. What this would really do is turn your world right side up. For when you realize that there is one thing, and only one thing, one reality and only one reality, one being and only one being, then you comprehend that at some level, the one being is and must be always getting its way. In other words, failure does not exist. And when you reach this level of clarity, you also see clearly that in the absence of failure, the one being is without nothing. Therefore, need does not exist. Suddenly, with enlightenment, the dominoes fall backward. The construction of your illusions caves in upon itself. It is not the illusions themselves that crumble, but the constructions they support. That is, the cultural stories upon which you have built your life. These stories have all been myths, from the story of what you imagine it takes to make your life work right here and right now, to the story of how you imagine that it all began, having nothing to do with ultimate reality. For you to advance now in your evolution as a species, there must be a disconnect from these stories. And disconnection can be accomplished in a number of ways. The most effective of these is stillness. In the stillness, you will find your true being. In the silence, you will hear the breathing of your soul and of God. I have told you many times, and I tell you here again, you will find me in the stillness. Meditate every day. Ask yourself, can you give 15 minutes each morning and 15 minutes each evening to God? If you cannot, if you do not have the time, if your schedule is too busy, if there is just too much else that you have to do, then you have been caught up in the Maya, in the illusion, more deeply than even you may have thought. Yet it is not too late. It is never too late to step away from the illusion, see it for what it is, and use it to allow yourself to experience the ultimate reality of who you really are. Begin by setting aside a tiny percentage of your waking hours each day. That's all it will take to commune once more with me. I am calling you into communion with God. I am inviting you to experience your meeting with the Creator. In that moment of communion, you will know that unity is the truth of your being. And when you come out of your meditation, you will understand and see from your experience that it is the denial of this truth that perpetuates the negative effects of the illusion. The illusion was meant to be your joy. It was meant to be your tool. It was never intended to be your burden and your sorrow, your trial and tribulation. And it will cease to be so when you understand the ultimate reality. There is no separation. There is no separation of anything from anything. There is only unity. There is only oneness. You are not separate from each other, nor from any part of life, nor from me. Because disunity does not exist, insufficiency cannot, for the one that is sufficient unto itself. Because insufficiency does not exist, requirement cannot, for when there is nothing you need, there is nothing that you have to do to acquire anything. Because there is nothing that you have to do, you will not be judged by whether you have done it or not. Because you will not be judged, you cannot be condemned. Because you will never be condemned, you will know at last that love is unconditional. Because love is unconditional, there is no one and no thing that is superior in God's kingdom. There are no rankings or hierarchies. There are not some who are loved more than others. Love is an experience total and complete. It is not possible to love a little or to love a lot. Love is not quantifiable. One can love in different ways, but not to different degrees. Always remember that love is not quantifiable. It is either present or it is not, and in God's kingdom, love is always present. That is because God is not the dispenser of love. God is love. Now, I have said that you and I are one, and that is what is so. You are made in my image and likeness. Therefore, you too are love. In a word, that is who you really are. You are not the receiver of love. You are that which you would seek to receive. This is a great secret, and knowing this secret changes people's lives. People spend whole lifetimes seeking that which they already have. They have it because they are it. All you have to do to have love is to be love. You are my beloved. Each of you. All of you. None of you is more lovable than another, because none of you is more of me than another, although some of you remember more of me, and therefore more of yourself. So do not forget yourself, beloved. Be love. Do this in remembrance of me, for you are all a part of me, a member of the body of God. And when you remember who you really are, you are doing that quite literally. That is, you are remembering, becoming a member once again of the one body. There is only one body, one being. Always remember that. Because there is no superiority. There are not some who know more than others and some who know less. There are merely those who remember more and remember less of what has always been known. Ignorance does not exist. Now I come to tell you again that this is what is true. Love is unconditional. Life is unending. God is without need, and you are a miracle, the miracle of God made human. This is what you wanted to know all along. It is what you have always known in your heart, and what your mind has denied. It is what your soul has whispered time and time again, only to be silenced by your body and the bodies around you. You have been asked to deny me by the very religions that would invite you to know me. For they have told you that you are not me, and I am not you, and that to even think so is a sin. We are not one, they say, but rather the Creator and the created. Yet this refusal to accept and know yourself as one with me is what has caused all of the pain and all of the sorrow of your life. I invite you now to a meeting with the Creator. You will find the Creator within.
In preparation for your meeting with the Creator, it will serve you well to step away from your illusions, including the illusion that you and the Creator are separate. This is what you are doing here. This has been the purpose of this entire conversation with God. For you seek now to live with the illusions and not within them. And it is that honest seeking which has brought you here to this communication. It has been clear to you for some time that there is a flaw in the illusions. This should have revealed all of them as false. But humans knew at some very deep level that they could not give up the illusions, or something very vital would come to an end. And they were right. But they made a mistake. instead of seeing the illusions as illusions and using them for the purpose for which they were intended, they thought they had to fix the flaw. The answer was never to fix the flaw, but merely to see it, and thus to remember what you knew at a very deep level. And that is why you could not give up the illusions without something very vital coming to an end. This has been explained to you before in our conversation. I will explain it to you again here, one final time, so that you may be absolutely clear in your remembering. The reason for the illusions is to provide a localized contextual field within which you may recreate yourself anew in the next grandest version of the greatest vision you ever held about who you are. The universe itself is a contextual field. That is both its definition and its purpose. It provides life with a way to be expressed and experienced physically. You are a localized version of that same contextual field, as is everyone and everything else around you. In other words, localized God. Outside of this localized context, you can only know yourself as all that is. And all that is cannot experience itself as what it is, since there is nothing else. In the absence of that which you are not, that which you are is not. It cannot be experienced. It cannot be known. This you have been told many times. You have been told that in the absence of fast, slow is not. In the absence of up, down is not. In the absence of here, there is not. In the absence of the illusions, then, you are, quite literally, neither here nor there. And so you have collectively produced these magnificent illusions, a world, indeed a universe, of your own creation. This has provided you with a contextual field within which you may decide and declare, create and express, experience and fulfill who you really are. You have all done this, the lot of you. Every one of you are the individuations of the divine whole. You are, each of you, seeking to know yourself, to define yourself. Who are you? Are you good? Are you bad? What is good? What is bad? Are you big? Are you small? What is big? What is small? Are you any of these things? What does it mean to be these things? Are you wondrous indeed? That is the only question God ever had. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? And who do I now choose to be? This is the only question that matters, and this is what your soul is using your life to decide every moment. Not to find out, to decide. For life is not a process of discovery. It is a process of creation. Every act is an act of self-definition. God is in the process of self-creation and self-experience in every moment. That is what you are doing here. And you are using the experience of that which you are not in order to have the experience of that which you really are. There is nothing which you are not. You are all of it. You are everything. God is all of it. God is everything. Yet for you, God, to know the part of it that you are, you must imagine that there are parts of it that you are not. This is the great imagining. These are the illusions of life. Therefore, use the illusions and be grateful for them. Your life is a magic trick, and you are the magician. Expressing the glory of who you are in the moment that you are confronted with an illusion is what the journey to mastery is about. Within this context, it is important to acknowledge that the illusions can seem very real. Understanding that the illusions are illusions is the first step in using them for their intended purpose, but it is not the only step. Next comes your decision about what the illusions mean. Finally, you choose the aspect of divinity, the part of yourself, that you wish to experience within a localized contextual field, what you would call a circumstance or situation, that you have encountered or created. Here is that process in brief. A. See the illusions as illusions. B. Decide what they mean. C. Recreate yourself anew.